Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today I want to go all the way till the Shlokish, which is next week. We'll start the new sugya from Imkshegim in Yirtzu. Very difficult sugya. So we'll finish the drashas today. Okay, we still have a lingering kasha before we go on to be Miyashiv the Rambam. We have a lingering kasha that the Gemara kept on bringing shechita as a possible avoda chamura, because we find that by Korban Pesach, Shaloi Lumnuyov, Shaloi Loichlov, it passes b'shas shechita. And therefore the Gemara held that even though all the Pesukim of Shaloi Lishmo are written by Zviche, you can't learn from there to Shara Avodas. And obviously, except for Pesach, or everywhere else, the Shechita is the most Kal Avoida. It's Ksheira Bizarre. The Gemara calls it Lav Avoida Hi Bechlal. It's not Avoida at all. The Rashba learns that by Shechita, the Kohen is actually Shluchi Didan. The Gemara in the Dorm in Kedushin has a Shaila. Hanukkah Hanim Shluchi Didan, or Shluchi D'Rachmon, who is the Kohen working for? Is he the shlich from the Rebbeinu Shloilem? Was he shlich from Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara comes out that Hani Kehanim Shluchi de Rachmoninim, because Kol Milsa Di Loi Motzi Ovid, Loi Motzi Masha Veshlich. Since we can't do Avoida, can't be that the Kohen is considered our shlich. So the Rashba says in Shuvas that that's only by the Gimel Avoidas. But for Shchit Atake, Hani Kehanim Shluchi Didan. No, Shechita is mamish a zor avoida. It's a zor avoida, and according to the Rashba, even if a kohen does it, it's also a zor avoida. It is all briskerov, and the briskerov handles with this. That l'chayri, you see that there's a din kohuna by Shechita, meaning when a kohen shechs, is a different Shechita. For a rai, if a kohen shechs without his begodim, it's possible, right? If Yisrael shechs without begodim, obviously it's kosher. So, this is a separate parasha, which is not for now. But Al Koponim, the Gemara's whole raya from Pesach L'chera is no shaykhis to Shar Kodshim. Because the only reason why by Shechita, by Pesach, there's a Chumra, by Shechita, it's not because Shechita is more Chumra, Al Tzavoyda. It's because Shechita is when the Bailam are being Zoycha in the Basar of the Korban. It's a practical thing. It's practicality. So how could the Gemara use that as a svara for chumra for kavan of shalei lishma? And this is throughout the sugya the Gemara is doing that. Throughout the sugya the Gemara is doing it. And as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the briskerov just makes the kasha even stronger. Because the briskerov says the reason why shechita makes a difference by korban pesach is because that's when you're being mezakeh the meat to the baila. So it's nothing to do with the chumra of the shechita al tzavoida. And therefore, we go back to the svara that shechit is the weakest avoida. So shaloi lishma pasul shechit, kol shekhen shepasul shavoidas. So we're going to end b'li neder. We'll be metaretz that as well. Let's go back into the Gemara. So the Gemara made a chilik. The Gemara said that there's a chilik between shini kodesh and shini bailim. You can't learn shini kodesh to teach you to be a malamed for Shini Bailam. The Gemara explains why. The Gemara says, Nemar Zvicha b'Shini Kodesh, Nemar Zvicha b'Shini Bailam. The Gemara says, just like over there is Loi Chalakta, over here it's also Loi Chalakta. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Mal Shini Kodesh, Shekein, number one, P'sulei Begufa. Number one, Shini Kodesh is called Psalui Begufa. So for that, we brought the Kasha from Shita Mekubetzis and Menachas, that Shini Kodesh is not Psalui Begufa. Psalui Begufa is verified by the fact that the carbon becomes Psal Royal Estrefa, and not Psalui Begufa, he always needs Yibur Tzura. Right? You have to wait for the meat to turn and before you could burn it. The Gemara says, Klar, that Kivsei Atzeres is Hukish L'chatas. The Gemara says, Menachas. Which means if you shech the Kivsei Atzeres, Shaloi L'shma, the Pasul. Al Shaloi L'shma. And the Gemara then says that you need Ibritzur. You can't burn it right away. You need Ibritzur. So you see that Shini Kodesh is not Psalib Begufa. So how could our Gemara say, Malah, the Gemara says, Shini Kodesh, you can't Psalib Begufa. It's not Psalib Begufa. So Shini Gubetzah's Taka here asked the Kasha. And Shini Gubetzah says it's more Psalib Begufa compared to Shini Baila. Whatever that means. In other words, Shini Gubetzah is saying it's true. Shini Bailim is not absolutely begufay. Shini Kodesh is not absolutely begufay. But relatively speaking, it's more absolutely begufay than Shini Bailim is. Which is, first of all, what does that mean? Stop. Art scroll. What's the taich? What does it mean? It's more. Absolutely begufay is a halachic category. Either it is or it's not. It's more like it. What it's most. What is it? Number two, even if we somehow could identify what the Shita Mugubetzes means, right? Make a taste that should make a chilukin halach. Meaning, once we see it's not enough to make a chilukin halach as far as Ibritzur is concerned, right? So why should make a chiluk l'gabi l'shma? In other words, why is Psuloi Begufa even noteworthy? Because the Torah says Psula Begufa doesn't need Ibritzur, and Psula Begufa doesn't need Ibritzur. Otherwise, Psula Begufa would not be even noteworthy in Halach. See, even if we would understand what the Shita Mugubetzes means when he says that it's Taka, it's more similar to Psula Begufa than Shini Bailim, if we would understand what it means, I'm telling you honestly, I can't explain to you exactly what it means. Even if we could explain what it means, why should it halachically make a difference? If l'maisa, the chilukim that we find in halacha by psulei begufa don't apply to shini kodesh, so why would it make a chiluk in lishma? That's very difficult. Then we add the Briskarov's pshat, which the Briskarov himself retracts. Briskarov wants to make a chiluk between psulei begufa on the basar and psulei begufa on the havaida, which is also a shtickle cryptic. In other words, here the Gemara means the Avodah is called a Psula Guf. When the Gemara says a Menachas, you have to wait for it to turn before you burn it, the Gemara means that the meat is still not possible. The meat is still kosher. A Psula Guf. Also, what does that mean? There's a carbon, there's a Torah carbon here. Is it Psula Guf? It's not Psula Guf. The Briskov himself retracts this. He doesn't come out with my submission. But anyway, so that needs clarity. And then the Gemara says like this, V'yeshnei b'dalet avoides. Shini Kodesh applies to dalet avoides. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. And Shini Bailim does not. Now what does it mean, Shini Bailim does not? So there's Machloikis, Rishayim, what it means. But clearly the Gemara is saying that the din Shini Bailim doesn't apply to the dalet avoides the way it applies to Shini Kodesh. So the way many of the Rishonim explain is that Shini Kodesh, you don't have to be thinking about the Zrika. That's a whole separate sugya. Mechashav me'avoda la'avoda. By Shini Kodesh, if you're shechting Shaloi L'shem Karbon, it's Shaloi L'shma. You're not thinking about Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, you're not thinking about it. By Shini Bailim, it's always Zrika. So even though you could have that kavana at any one of the dalet avodas, but you have to be thinking about the zrika. So in other words, if you're shechting Reuven's carbon, having my shimon, not a problem. It has to be you're shechting Reuven's carbon, having in mind that the zrika should be for shimon, because the zrika is the kapara of the carbon, the ritzui of the carbon, and therefore that's where your kavana. That's the most minimum point that the Gemara here is saying. The Rambam ignores it completely. And if the Olam looked up in the Maror Mekoyimus from several weeks ago, the Rambam in Psalei Mukdashim, and the Rambam in Ma'aseh Tesvov, and the Ma'aseh Korbanos, In both places, the Rambam ignores completely our sugya. And the Rambam's lashon here is like this. The Rambam says that you have to shecht the zevach l'shem bailov. You have to shecht the zevach l'shem bailov. And if you don't do shecht the zevach l'shem bailov, and in Psulim Mekdashim he uses a lashon of oilas ruvein l'shem oilashim. If you do oilas ruvein for oilas shimon, it's mamish clear, the Rambam, that he doesn't care. So fashteitzach, all the noise of Kalim, everybody pounces on the Rambam, that our Gemara is black and white, plus there's a Gemara later on the Yud, klar, that Shini Bailim does not apply to Dalet Avodas. What? One is a Maisa Kobonis, right here. That was the one that was in the Marma Kermis here, Perik Dalet. Perik Dalet, Halacha Yud, and also in Perik Tezvav, the beginning of Perik Tezvav. Perik Tezvav, Halacha Aleph. Okay? But both of those Rambam say, clear that it applies. So if you look up here in the Merkevas HaMishneh, here, so Merkevas HaMishneh says like this, Shini Kodesh, Shayich Ba'avoyda Achas. Right? Aval Shini Bailim, Kivon Sheshini Boi Pom Achas, Ein HaKom Shal Bailim V'mutu L'Sham Yishuv. The Mekevas HaMishneh, if you remember, we brought down from Chaskel Abramsky to Shal, the beginning of the Masechta. Once you do Shini Bailim, the Bailim are off. They're canceled. They're not here anymore. That's how the Mekevas HaMishneh is learning. This is what I'm getting to. By any avoid. Memela, when our Gemara says that Shini Bailim is not Bedalat Avoidus, according to the Rambam, what it means is you're one and you're out. Doesn't mean Shini Bailim is only by Zrika or only L'shem Zrika. No. Any one of the Dalat Avoidus. So when it says Eine Bedalat Avoidus, means you can't have it in multiple Avoidus. Shini Kodesh, you could redundantly be over. You could do Shini Kodesh B'Shchita, you could do Shini Kodesh B'Zrika, you could do Shini Kodesh B'Loch, you could do Shini Kodesh as much. Right? And each time you're going to be over, like the Gemara said in the beginning. Mashenkin, Shini Bailim Zokta Merkevas HaMishneh, once you shechted the korban, not for the Bailim, he's out. So now, the next avoided, there's no even reason to do it L'Shem. He's a Zor. He's not a Bala korban anymore. That's what a Merkevas HaMishneh was. So according to the way, Memeli says, that's Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says, Shochat, Oilas Ruvein, L'Shem, Oilas Shimon, the reason why the Rambam says that's a problem is because the Rambam learns our Gemara Bechlal differently. He learns it's nothing to do with Zrik. It's a very dochi dike Pshat. Very dochi dike Pshat. Teseft is also mashmas only by Zrik. So therefore, some of the Achronim take a different approach. This is the approach taken by the Baron Kotler Zatzal and Mishnah Sabaron and the Avi Ezri. And they learn that it only becomes possible by Zrika. Only becomes possible by Zrika. But once you shecht it, so there's a minor difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim hold that in order to make a Shini Bailim, Bichal on the carbon, you have to shecht the carbon, or makabel the blood, or bimoylich the blood, l'shem that I'm going to do zrika for Shimon, for the wrong bailim. And if that wasn't your kavana, it's kosher. The Rambam holds, no. If you shecht the carbon, l'shem Shimon, so now, when you go and you spritz the blood, it's automatically L'Shem Shimon. You will kaveya in the karma. L'Shem Shimon, which automatically is by all the avodas. So now when you do Zerika, it's memela for Shimon. You put yourself into an irreversible position. This, in other words, according to Rabbi Aaron and Rav Shach, the Rambam also agrees that the carbon be'etzem wouldn't be chal Shaloi L'Shem Bailim till Zerika. It's true. But that's just because you have to practically wait for that to happen. L'maisa, once you shechted the carbon L'Shem Shimon, The korban now became associated to Shimon. And now when you go, you spritz the blood. It's a zrika that's not miachos to Reuven. That what? That's too late. Halachically. The truth is that it's even this pshat, which is very makubal in the yeshiva shevelt. Listen, you have machabrim like Reb Aaron and Rav Shach. So it's very miskabel in the yeshiva shevelt. The truth is, I always felt it's even more difficult in a way than the Merkavas HaMishnah's pshat. It's even more difficult. Why? Why? Because according, when we say it's Einei B'dalat Avodis, right? When we say it's Einei B'dalat Avodis, so according to the Mekeves HaMishnah, Einei B'dalat Avodis is a practical thing. The Gemara is saying a practical thing. That means there's a Shvachkeit, right? There's a weakness in Shaloi L'Shem Bailim, because Shaloi L'Shem Bailim you can only do once. The carbon doesn't have potential to have the Isser is more limited. The Isser is more limited. L'chara, according to the way Rabbi Aaron is learning, Be'etzem it's broader. Be'etzem it's broader. It's not any B'dal Avodis, it's really, it's Yeshter B'dal Avodis. It's Yeshter B'dal Avodis. It's just that once you had the Kavanah, so now it's Memela that the Shalei L'Shma keeps on going. It's not that it's not there. It's not that it's not there. You could even get the lav bet. You could even get it. There's no mute from it. Meaning it is shalei l'shma because there is a bialim, and it is shalei l'shem bialim. According to the Mekeves HaMishnah, it's like Amchatz Lebramsky said in the beginning of Masechta. Once you shalei l'shem bialim, the bialim is knocked off. It's like he died. It's like Shini Bailam is not Noig Lachamisa. He didn't die, but his association to this carbon died. He's like a mace. He's out. Right? So according to Mekeves HaMishnah, right, there's taka limitation. Shalei L'shma, by Shini Bailam, there's a limitation. It's not as all-inclusive as Shalei L'shem Kodesh. Right? According to Reb Aaron and Rav Shach, the Shalei L'shem Bailam is not less encompassing than Shini Kodesh. Not less. It's Memela, yes. It's Chal. It's Chalois happens at the time of Zrika, just like Pigel is not Chal Ach Yikrov Kol Matirov. Yeah. But it's not a Shvachkeit in the Shaloi L'shma. There's no weakness in the Shaloi L'shma of L'shem Bailam. There's no weakness. So what's shvach here? There's nothing shvach. And all I'm saying is, both pshatim are very mechudish. Both pshatim are very mechudish. Again, they're here to answer the Rambam. That's the problem. The problem is, you can't say it's only possible by Zrika. You can't say it's only possible by Zrika, but you could say, the chalois is it's not completed until Zrika. In other words, it's right. But right now, exactly, right now it's not good because it's a korban that's not royal Israel. How are you being mentioned? It's not royal Israel. You can actually do another way, the korban not possible. I can do Kabbalah now. That's kind of a tough question. If you do Kabbalah now, so the Kabbalah, as you're doing it, it's in other words, it's exactly like Pigel. It's not going to be Chal until Zrika, Be'etzem. Now, is there a reason to continue? No, there's no reason to continue. Because Fakir, there may be an issue to continue. That's all I was telling them. L'chor is vaitin. L'chor, according to them, they'll vait to be an issue. They'll vait to be an issue to continue to be makrif, because it's shaloi l'shma. It's vait to shaloi l'shma. That's exeris hakosim, it's possible.
I can't do kabbalah, right? That would be...
Yeah. This is the same thing, Be'etzem. Look, that's my kasha. So now what? You're going to what? You're going to be Mekabal Shalei L'shma? It's a Kabbalah Shalei L'shma, according to them. Bishlam, according to the Mekeves HaMishnah. No, the Kabbalah, Adarabba. Now the Bailam is knocked out. And now it's Kilu, you have an Oila. Shemesu Baila. Beautiful. Kabbal, Hoylocha, Zrika, beautiful. According to Rav Aaron and Rav Shach, it's as possible as any other carbon is possible. What do you want to tell me? There's a technicality that it's that Bishaz Zrika is when it would get nailed in. You're never even going to get there. Al Pidin, you're never going to get there. No, that's their whole point. Their whole point is, because otherwise the Rambam is a Pella. The Rambam says if you shechted Oilus Ruvain for Shimon, that's it. What do you mean? If you could change your mind, the Rambam should say, change your mind. The Rambam doesn't say you could change your mind. The Rambam says if you shechted Oilus Ruvain for Shimon, it's no good. There's no way to get out of that. The Rambam Klor is saying you created irreversible damage. Right? So what's the Shaila here now? That's the problem. What's the Shaila? So now you have a carbon that's impossible to do lishma. That's what you tell me. It's impossible to do lishma because you were miyachas to avoid of the carbon to the other person. So now when you do zrik, it's going to be. So like Yitzchak saying, zich, if somebody would ask a shayla to Rav, can I continue being over? How can you continue being over? L'chayim, that would be a tremendous chil between the Mekevus HaMishnah and Rav Shach. Mekevus HaMishnah would say, not only you can, mechuyev. You have a kosher carbon oila that has no bailim, that has no halacha bailim. Avad, you should continue. You have a chiyuv to continue. According to Rabbi Aaron, you can't continue. Shaloi lishma. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, according to way Rav Shach and Rabbi Aaron are learning, so what does it mean? B'chalos eni b'dal avad. What does it even mean? According to Mekevus HaMishnah, at least there's something to bite into. That's what I'm saying. There's something to bite into. Even according to Mekevus HaMishnah, it's also difficult to understand why is that called a weakness. It's not a weakness, the Bailam died. It's not that there's no Shini Bailam by the other Avodas. The Bailam is gone. So he's gone, so he's died. It's not really a Shvakrit. Exactly. But anyway, I'll kupon him. I'm going to give you another Mahalach and Agamara that I think will maybe work a little easier. The Steinemann, Zol Gizun Zayin, has a whole different approach. He wants to learn that according to Maskon of Agamara, Taka, Shini Bailam Pasal, by all Avodas. Different than everybody. He learns this is only a half a minute of the Gemara. He learns according to Maskon of Agamara, we have Psukim for all the Avodas, it's Pasal by all Avodas. That's your Steinemann, total different approach. But that you have to fit with all the sugyas. That's just, anyway, Zokti Gemara Vaito, Yesh Nalach HaMisa, Shini Kodesh Yavi after Misa, if the person died, the Mafresh HaKorban died, you still have a Chiv to be Makar of the Korban Lishma. And Yesh Nei B'tzibu Kibiyachit. This is not 100% clear. Yesh Nei B'tzibu Kibiyachit. And you have tzibur by a tzibur as well by shini kodesh and shini bailim, you don't have by a tzibur. Now you should know a very short Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos actually learns that shini kodesh is also not knowing but tzibur kibiyachid, which clearly is not the way our Gemara is. If you look at the Rambam. Pirush Mishnayos, he says it clearly. He says that it's not noy b'tzibu kibiyachi. He says it's tafke if there's bailim miyuchadim u'mimasha ma'am lo yololo bailim l'shem choyva. This is the first Pirush Mishnayos l'chamba. Tovin, you'll understand she'eni medabe el ha'kabona she'yesh lom bailim yedumen. Omnom, Kobonis Hatzibu, Ein Poislin Oison Schita Shalishma. Shekena Muzal, Kobonis Sibu, doesn't become puzzle Shalishma. So he asks, what do you mean? Our Gemara says clearly, Yeshne Betsibu Kibiyachat, Shina Kedish applies both by. So obviously, the Rambam holds there's some kind of a Shina Kedish. That would only apply to a yochid in Anat Zimu. That's clear from the. Whereas the Rambam learns that the first Mishnah says Lo Yolu Lebalim L'Shem Chayva. Since the Mishnah used the lashon Lebalim, it has to be Balim Yuchadim, and its Tzibur is not called Balim Yuchadim, and therefore will even affect Shinui Kodesh. Again, the Rambam is not clear exactly what he means, but that's what he says. Now, why is it not Shaykh to have Shinui Balim by Tzibur? So Rashi learns, if you look at the last Rashi, Avol Shinui Balim Lo Shaykh Bekom. He says Shari Akol Balim. Everybody is a Balim. Akol Balim. Many years ago, I heard from Reb Chaim Knievsky, maybe 30 years ago, he told me he felt that this Rashi is a riot to the Chazon Ish. Because Chazon Ish held that Shaloi L'Shem Bailam doesn't pass. Remember, we had the Keren Ora, we had all the raid at the beginning of the Masechta. That Shaloi L'Shem Bailam has to be, you have somebody else in mind. Let's say somebody shechs a korban, he says, not for him. But he doesn't have in mind any specific person. So Chazon Ish was Mechadish. So Keren Ora has a discussion about this. Chazon Ish was mechadish that in order to be chal shaloi l'shem bailam, you need somebody else. Can't be stam. If you remember, we had a deek from Rashi that way. Remember the beginning, because Rashi, when the Mishnah said shaloi l'shma, so that was Rashi's example. Rashi said shenishchat oilu l'shem shlon. So we had a Keren Ora that what about if you shecht oilu shaloi l'shem? The kitzur by shaloi l'shma, do you have to have something else, or it's enough just to say not this? So the Chazon Ish was mechadish that just like Rashi says by shini kodesh, can't just have in mind shaloi l'shem oil. You have to have in mind l'shem shlomim. By Bailam it also works that way. So B'chaim told me that he holds that this Rashi by us is a riot to the Chazon Ish, because Rashi says you can't have shini Bailam by tzimul. Says Rashi, why? Sharei HaKol Ba'al. In fact, the B'chaim, so have in mind, Shaloi L'Shem Tzibur. Torah says you can't do Shaloi L'Shem Tzibur. You have to pick somebody. And whoever you're going to pick is a Ba'alim. It's a good deal. What? Oh! That's Toysus. Zok Toysus, V'yesh Ne B'tzibur. Ma'ashen Gitshini Ba'alim, N'shoch HaLashmoy. How are you by love? Tafil shem of a kechavaloi mifsum. The be'in in chaveri dum yididei mechuyiv kapor kamois. So it's a bomba raya. So B'chaim's raya to the Chazon Ish. So he said he told it over to the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was masking to his raya, to his pshat. But anyway, but that's what he held. This is a raya to him. Now, there's many different ways to learn our sugya. Clearly from Rashi and Tosfos mashma like Reb Chaim. There's another whole, the whole other way to learn is the Beit Tzibur wouldn't be Shaykh Shaloi L'Shma for a different reason. Which is more the Mashmois of the Rambam that I'm reading you here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Tzibur doesn't have Bailam. Tzibur doesn't have Bailam. Tzibur is a new entity. It's not called Bailus. It's a new entity. That's why there's no Din Shutfim. If you remember, we brought down many times the Ramban, that even though there's no Mincha B'Shutfis, so the Ramban Frek, so how do you have Shtei Alechem? The Ramban says that's Tzibur. It's different. It's under a din. The Ragat Shavah says klar that the Bailus of Tzibur it's a separate entity. It's a corporate. It's not a bunch of Yechidim that make up a Tzibur. It's a separate entity, Tzibur. It's not even Shayach Shaloi L'Shma by a Tzibur. Because there's Shaloi L'Shem Tzibur. Because there is no Bailam. There is no specific Bailam. But again, Lamaisa, like Reb Chaim is being medayik, Rashi and Tosis is mashma not like that. Because Rashi and Tosis are struggling, whoever you're going to shechlet for, he is the Bailim, a goy, he's not mochiv kapor kamois. So from them is mashma like that. The Gemara says, v'afakav the tarti lav davke, chodom miyo davke, the Gemara says. But one of them, but two of them are zicha davke, meaning these two chilukim that we made, Yesh Nebetzibu Kibi Yochit and Achamisa, the Gemara says, Tati is Lav Davka, because Psuli Begufai is Lav Davka, and Lachamisa is Lav Davka, because if you hold, the Yerush gets a kapar, like Rav Pinchas, then there's Shaloi L'Shmo even after death. Which is what the Gemara says. Afakam the Tati Lav Davka, Chodam Yedavka. Fine. Shibaim absolutely begufi machshava ba'alma, shinikoidish nami machshava ba'alma. Which the Chayyim are saying, "Tak, it's not absolutely begufa." Kivin achshav apostle, chanami kivin achshav apostle. And we have Pinchas prayed about Mori, yeshini b'machan misa, because he holds the Yerush becomes the balakorm. So there would be shini b'ayla. Okay, b'lchol ha'bochos, tar to me. L'maisa, you still have two chumras. By tzibuk and b'yachad, you still have that chiluk. Okay, so now let's go back to try to understand what's going on here. So I'll tell you like this. There's a very shvera sugi that we're going to get to, Mitzvah Shem, in a couple of weeks, on Daf Zion. Toidus Yeshachta Olashem Toidus Chaveri. It's big. We're going to have six different shittas in the Rishonim how to learn the sugi. It's going to be complicated, very complicated sugi. And the Gemara over there says, if you turn to the Daf Zion Amud Aleph, Gemara says, Itmar, Toidosh Shokto Lashem Toidosh Chaver, by the two dots on top. Rabbi, Shay Rav Chizda, Omapsul. Okay. What is this? What is this Toidosh Lashem Toidosh Chaver? What's exactly the psul here? Kwada, the Rambam is Meshamet this whole sugya. He's Meshamet, totally leaves it out, this whole sugya, which they ask on the Rambam. And what exactly is this psul, Toidosh Lashem Toidosh Chaver? In what way is that different than regular Shavua Lishma? What's the Gemara here talking about? So, when I was dealing with the problem of the Rambam being Mishamed, it's not my kasha that the Rambam is Mishamed. If you look at the Noisa Kelim there in the Rambam, they will ask. Here in Perek Tezvov, the Tamal Rabbeinu, the Migdalois, Shehish Miklagam Lidina, the Toidas Chaveiro. What's going on? Now, Rashi and Toises in the Sugi also discuss it. They're trying to understand in what way is Toidas Sheshachta Lashem Toidas Chaveiro different than every Shalei Lashma. So now you didn't. Toida Lashem Toidas Chaveiro. It's the same, that's the regular, that's the first Mishnah. That's Shalei Lashma. What's different about it? Toisus talks about the possibility that it's like a chatas chelev that you were shachtel shem chatas dam. Some of the Rishonim say, I'm not going to go through this now because it's a whole sugyan. Some Rishonim learned the nisima different, very difficult. That means I went to Beis Asurim and you went for the Yodei Ayam. And now that you shechted my toid, for your toid, it's almost like a different carbon because it's coming for different miracles. It's very, very difficult. But Lamai said, the Rambam is mishamed it completely. So I'll tell you what the way I was mitaris this Rambam. And again, this Yesod is going to answer many of the questions that we asked and many more kashas. Is that there's another very big difficulty with this Rambam. Even if you want to go to the level of Rav Steinemann and be mechadish that there's some kind of new psul of according to Maskanas HaGemara, Shini Bailam is by Dalet Avodos. Problem is like this. Tosfos asks, right? Why do you need a new din of Shachtei Shaloi Lemnuyot that is possible by Korban Pesach? That's regular Shini Bailam. That's Tosfos' kash. In other words, Pesach Shaloi Lishma is possible. Right? So the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Shachtei Shaloi Lemnuyot is possible. We learn out of a Pasuk. Frek Tosfos, why do I need a Pasuk that if you Shachtei Korban Pesach, not for the people that were appointed on it, it's possible. That's the regular Shalei Lishma. Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailam, Pasos by Korban Pesach. So Tosfos says, it's very simple. Shechita of Shini Bailam of Shalei Lishma needs to be Alman Azrika. If we'd be wearing our regular Kachem hat, Shini Bailam would only be if you shechted it in order to spritz the blood. Mashenke, now that there's a new din of shachtei shaloi lo hechlov, shaloi lemnuyov. Now, just shechting it for the wrong person passes it. But now, according to the Rambam, it's a marafisigre. According to the Rambam, who holds that even if you shecht by kodshim, if you shecht a korban, shaloi l'shem bailam, it's pasul, or it's whatever, it's shini bailam, whatever shini bailam is. By Pesach l'chatas, it's pasul. So what do you need shaloi l'mniv? This l'fiyan is died, is a bigger kasha on the Rambam than the kasha mekevas ha-mishnah and mishnah melech. Because at least we have some rule. We could say, Rav Aaron, Davi Ezri, Shari Tirutzim Loinin Alam. But this is Mamash Apliya. Ukhair. What do you mean? You mean if you all like the Chazon Ish? If you all like the Chazon Ish? If you all like the Chazon Ish, you say? Is that what you say? Echa Rav David is saying, if you all like the Chazon Ish, so then you could say that, I mean, that's not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chloe, you shechted it for somebody else, but you're saying, in a chanami, we'd find it. Rav David is trying to say, Lu Yitzu, you shechted the Korban Pesach. Stam! Not for another person. For nobody. So if you hold like the Chazon Ish, then that would be Eitzah. In Echlem, that would work. If you hold like the Chazon Ish. No, I'm saying, if you hold like the Chazon Ish, then in order to make a Shini Bailam, the Galoch has to be l'shem somebody else. It doesn't stick with our whole Hamatim. See, the way we learned Reb David, this doesn't work, because we learned the Rambam grabbed the holes that by Pesach, even L'shem Chulin is possible. Because by Pesach, the Lishmo by Korban Pesach is not like by Shar Kodshim, that you have to be Mechal, Adin Shaloi Lishmo on the Korban. It's Vamatim Zevach Pesach. It fodders the Lishmo. So the way we were learning, even according to the Chazan, you know what I'm saying? Chatas L'shem Chulin is kosher. Pesach l'shem chulin, the Rambam paskins is possible. Is that what you mean to say? No, but you're talking right. I mean, even if that's not what you, if that's what you would have meant to say, you're right. In other words, the way we learned, you follow. The way we learned, you said Reb David, even the Chazon Ish would have to say it's not better than l'shem chulin. So, and the Rambam paskins is Pesach l'shem chulin possible. By what? No, normally? According to the Chazon Ish, you have to do Shechita, Almanas, Lizrek, Domei, Lebailam, Acher. He holds not like that, the Chazon Ish. You don't have to. That would also pass. If you're not like the Chazon Ish. Same thing. That's what's mashma from Tosfos here. That it has to be l'shem somebody else. Also. No, yeah. Amas l'zrik shalom l'shem. Whatever needs kapara. Okay. Anyway, so I want to tell you like this. Let me mavar to you like this. Clearly from the Sugya of Zion, clearly you see that there's something unique about a Toidah L'Shem Toidah's Chaver. No matter how we're going to see in the Rishonim the different Mahalchim how to learn, it's like Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam, whatever, however you're going to learn. It clears this. So I wanted to come up with a Poshet Gedank. And again, as we go to the next couple of blad, it's going to be much clearer, this Nekudah I'm trying to bring out. When Reuven is mafresh a korban, and now it becomes oilus Reuven, right? There's really two kinds of shini bailam that are possible. One shini bailam is the kohen oivid. He knows that this is Reuven's oil. He's not shechting it that it's Shimon's oil. It's Reuven's oil. She yiskaper by Shim. You understand? She yiskaper by Shim. That's what he's doing, right? So there, it's a prost Shini Baila. There is nothing, he's not having any Shaloi Lishma on the carbon itself. Because, now, even though, just like the Shem Oil is Chal on the carbon, the Shem Oilas Ruvain is Chal on the carbon, but he's not having in mind that it's not Oilas Ruvain. He's having in mind that it's Oilas Ruvain, Nishachting Oilas Ruvain, and Shimon should get a kapar. That's Shini Baila. That's the regular, normal Shini Baila. The reason why that is no... Again, I want to try to get this point clear. The reason why that's not called... Why isn't that... Let's go like this. Why isn't that Taka Shini Kodesh? Maybe it should be Shini Kodesh. Why am I saying maybe it's Shini Kodesh? I'll explain to you why. You'll tell me what is Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh is only if it's a different carb. I'm going to show you not like that. Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam. Right? Is Shini Kodesh. Why is it Shini Kodesh? Same carb. There's no difference in Al-Shem Chatas between Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam. But since the carbon is Mesiachas to the Chelev, now when you manipulate the Chelev part of it, even though the Chelev is not the Kedushas carbon, you follow? The carbon was separated because this person ate Chelev. So now it's a Chatas Chelev. Now when you have in mind Chatas Dam, it's Shini Kodesh. It's not Shini. It's not Shini Bailam, it's Shini Kodesh. You know why? Because, forget Averis. I'm not talking about Averis. I'm not talking about Averis. It's not Shini Averis. It's Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh means, now this carbon is called, you manipulating, your Kavana is something which is distorting the Heftza of the carbon. The carbon is a Chatas Chelev, designated as a Chatas Chelev. Even though the Chelev of it is a side condition, it's not part of the Kedusha. Nobody could tell me that a Chatas Chelev has a different Kedusha's carbon than a Chatas Dam. It's the same Kedusha. But since the fact that this was separated for Chelev becomes an inherent component of this carbon, that it's designated as such, and now you manipulate it, and you do it l'shem dam, that's called Shini Kodesh. That is a psul of Shini Kodesh. So what I'm telling you is like this, listen closely. Why don't we say that since every carbon, the Shem Bailam is nitvas on the carbon, it's Oilas Ruvain, and that din is just as strong as the halacha Chatas Chelev. So now when you have in mind Shimon, why don't we say it's a Shini Kodesh? Oh! Because I'm not being mishane from it being Oilas Ruvain. I just want the other guy to get a kapare. I have in mind that Oilas Ruvain, Shimon should get a kapare from Oilas Ruvain. That's why it's called Shini Bailam. But I want to tell you like this. What would be if a coin would be nischalif in the carbon itself? Shimon comes with an oil, and Ruvain comes with oil. And the coin goes now and he's makriv, oilus Ruvain. He has in mind this is oilus Shimon. He has in mind that the oil is a different oil. You have what I'm saying? He has in mind that, not he has in mind this is oilus Ruvain, I want Shimon to get a kapar. I'm shechting oilus Ruvain. Stack of oilus Ruvain. I'm shechting oilus Ruvain. Grad, I would like Shimon to get a kapar from.
What's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of oilus Ruvain, but I want Shimon to get a kapar? The whole point is.
That means I want the Ritzui to affect Shimon. That's what I want to happen. Now, when you have a toida, and you have in mind l'shem toida's chaveroi, so what are you doing? I want to tell you very simple. Reuven was mafresh atoyda. Shimon was mafresh atoyda. You didn't have in mind Reuven's toyda should get a ritzui for Shimon. No. No. And that's why it's toyda b'toyda's chaveri. Otherwise, just say, shachat toyda l'shem chaveri. The Teretz is, we're talking about here, and all the Rishonim HaMuchach that they learned that way, that we're talking about two people, Achayev and Toida, both of them have Toidas. Now you shech the Toidas Ruvain for Toidas Shimon. So I'll tell you is, that is Taka Shini Kodesh. That's Taka Shini Kodesh. If you look in Rambam and Psulei Mukdashim, when the Rambam brings down the Psul of Shaloi Lishma, of Shini Bailim, the Rambam says, Shochat Oilas Ruvain L'Shem Oilas Shimon. Shimon, he shechted this as Shimon's Oila. That's possible B'dalar Avoidus. Not only Bezrik. Just like Toida. That's possible B'dalar Avoidus. Not Dafka. When our Gemara says that Shini Bailam is not B'dalar Avoidus, that's not where you're shechting this korban b'tor somebody else's korban. I'm shechting the korban Ruvain, it's Ruvain's oil. I want Shimon to get a kapara from it. That's only Shini Bailam. But if them zok the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, b'med v'orim amurim, that is a Shini Kodesh, of shechting one person's korban for another person's korban, that's only by a yochid. By a tzibun it does that. There's no Bailam Yechoda. There's no Bailam Yechoda. And the Mela over there, there won't be such a halacha. If a person will check the oil as Sibur, will shame, and you have another, you have a Yechod who has an oil. You're being mafresh the oil as Sibur, will shame an oil as Yechod? Nothing. It won't affect it. It won't affect it because there's no Bailam Yechoda. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis is telling us that even in a Shini Kodesh, there's a case where they'll make a chilup between the tzibah and a yachid. Or Shini Kodesh as far as the yichud of the bailus of the korban. Now, going back to the shaloi lishma of the sugya of shechita, first of all, that's the chilup between psulei begufa and not psulei begufa of the Gemara. When the Gemara says that we only know Shini makes the korban possible, Dafke by Shini Kodesh, because it's Psulei Begufa. But Shini Bailam not. So we had all the kashas from all the Rishayim and Achrayim. What do you mean? Even Shini Kodesh is also not Psulei Begufa. And the Raya from the Kivsei Atzeres. Right? So I'm going to tell you a simple idea based on what we're explaining. Every time you're making a Shinui, what you're doing is you're manipulating the Korban. Right? So when you're manipulating the Gufa Korban, that's called Shini Kodesh. Right, when you're doing a shaloi l'shem ritzui bailam, then that's called that you're not manipulating the heft of the karma. The Gemara is saying a very simple thing: that who says that there's a shaloi l'shmo where you're not distorting the heft of the karma? Legabi that the Gemara is very geshmak. Maybe only by shchita. Shchita is kaveya. Who's the bala karma? So by shchita, maybe there's shaloi l'shmo because shekein motzinu. So, what was the whole kasha? It's not a chumra in the avoid of shechita. Adarab, shechita is the weakest avoid. Yeah. It's just because shechita, like the prescribe says, shechita is kaveh the bailus of the korb. In a chaname. That's really what the Gemara is saying. Maybe only by shechita is there a concept of shalei lishma. Because that's kaveh, who's the baila korb. From there on, it doesn't associate to the chefs of the korban at all. The shalei lishma doesn't associate to the chefs of the korban. So a whole kasha is not a kasha b'chlam. So again, the shaloi lishma all over is where you're distorting the heft of the korban. That's all over. The Torah was mechadash, that just like there's such a thing as distorting the shem ha-korban, there's such a thing called shaloi l'shem ba'al. That's ritzui, the ritzui of the ba'al. Our Gemara is saying that's a completely different psul than the regular shaloi lishma. What I'm explaining to you is that Al Gemara is only talking about a Shini Bailim, where you still have in mind that this is Oilas Ruven. Because if you don't have in mind it should be Eilus Ruvain, then you're vital distorting the object of the carbon itself. Just like Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam. Because that's an integral part of the carbon itself. What the carbon is. This is a Chatas Chelev, this is Chatas Shel Ruvain. This is Eilus Ruvain. So really, the Shaloi Lishma, there's two kinds of Shaloi Lishma. There's a Shaloi Lishma where you're distorting the Chatas of the carbon. That type of Shaloi Lishma is Bedalar Avodas. Because anything which is distorting the chefs of the carbon is bedalat avodas. And that's why the Rambam zokt, if you're shechting oilus ruvein l'shem, that it's oilus shimon. That would be just like chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam. That's bedalat avodas. And then there's a new kind of shaloi l'shmo, which is shaloi l'shem ritzui b'aylam. That's b'chlam not in the chefs of the carbon. That's not in the chefs of the carbon. And that's taka only by zrika. And the Rambam would be masking that's only by Zrika. And that's why the Rambam Tak only gives the example of Oilas Ruvein L'Shem Oilas Shimon. Not Oilas Ruvein Stam Shaloi L'Shma. When the Rambam brings down the Shaloi L'Shma by Bailim, the Rambam doesn't say Oilas Ruvein Shaloi L'Shma. No. Oilas Ruvein L'Shem Oilas Shimon. And the Mele, the way we're learning, the Rambam was never Mishamet the Sugya and Dav Zayin. He actually brought it down. They're all asking, the Rambam didn't bring the sugya of Toidel Hashem Toidus Chaver. He absolutely did. When he brought down the din of Shini Bailim by Dalar Avoidus, by the case of Shachan Oilus Ruvein L'Shem Oilus Shimon, that is the case of Toidel Hashem Toidus Chaver. You follow? Huh? So that we shouldn't talk about why, because it could be there could be a chiluk in nisim, it could be there's the proto. I mean, it's not tafka by toy. According to the Rambam, it's not tafka by toy. The Rambam paskins by oil the same aloch. The Rambam paskins oil the same oil chaver the zalba aloch. And if the Gemara say oil, you'd say why do you want to say oil? Not toy. Why is oil general? Toy is not an oil, but yeah, but it's not. Toid is not an oil. In other words, in Psulei Mukdashim, the Rambam talks very ambiguous. You have to shecht all the. He says you have to shecht the carbon l'shem by loving l'shem. That's what he says the regular din of shaloi l'shma. Then he brings down the din of loyola, and over there he says oilas ruvein l'shem by l'shem, and that tamal sachter zavach. That's either way. According to all the pshatim, you have to say that. That's not a kash on this. That's you stop saying. According to however you learn the Rambam, where the Rambam bring down the din of Zrika. So that again, if you want to, that's pashut. Because if you learn that that's only the ritzri dikadin, it's only shayach by Zrika. But enechanami. But that's anyway. That's one of shuch. I'm just saying very simple. There are really it's like this. There are three categories. There's Shinui Kodesh. Then there's Shinui Bailim, where you have in mind Ruvain's oil should be Shimon's oil. And you're doing it Petera Shimon's oil. You hold this as Shimon's oil. Just like you hold this Chatas as a Chatas Chelev, not a Chatas Da. Yeah? In that case, I want to tell you, Chatas Chelev. Chatas Ruvein, L'Shem Chatas Shimon, that you take a hold of Chatas Shimon, that would have the same choymer of Shini Kodesh as far as Bedalat Avodas, just like Toido, L'Shem Toidos Chaver. And then you have a third category, where Ritzui. And Ritzui has to do with Zrika. Either in Svara it's that way, and again, like Yankov is saying, either way you can ask, why didn't the Rambam bring down the Zrika element? Period. Why don't he say the words Zrika? But he does use a lashon of Ritzui. Laharzer is chaveri. I mean, again, you could say das licht in them. That's what Ritzui is. Ritzui is Zrika. Even according, by the way, according to all the Rishon, the Gemara also doesn't say klar. Meaning, for some reason, this is such a milsa de pshitasa that the Gemara doesn't say it either. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere, like by Pigul. Over here, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara nowhere says Rika. So all the Rishonim are learning, oh, but that's what it is. That's reaching of the carbon. All I'm telling you is something simple. That if you're doing the carbon for somebody else's carbon, then you're manipulating what the carbon is. So then it's LMI, where do I see that when you manipulate a carbon from what it is, even when you're not manipulating the Kedusha's carbon, that's called Shini Kodesh. That I'm telling you, I see from Chatas Chel v'Shem Chatas Tam. That's all I'm bringing from Chatas Chel Chatas Tam. Chatas Chel Chatas Tam, I'm telling you, is that when this carbon has an intrinsic element of what it is, and you're doing it l'shem something else, that's a Shini Kodesh too. Shini Kodesh doesn't mean a different carbon. It means you're manipulating something which is part of the heft of the carbon. And now, that's what Psuli B'Gufay means. Now we understand what the Shittim U'Kabetzes means. In Menachas, Shittim U'Kabetzes says, well, it's Psuli B'Gufay compared to Shini Bayla. So what is that? That's French. But the way I'm explaining it to you, it's simple. It's not French. Psuli B'Gufay means it's a Shini B'Gufay. It's a Shini B'Gufay carbon. And Bailam is not a Shini B'Gufay carbon. It's not French. It's not French. And if that's Taka what it means, then Taka Kifzeh Teres is not true. Still needs Ibur Tzura. Still needs Ibur Tzura. That's not the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that there's this new kind of Lishma which is not in the object. Shini Kodesh is in the Heft of the carbon. Shinui, whose carbon it is a Shini in the Gufa carbon. Shinui, who should get the Ritzi of the carbon, that's not a Shini in the Gufa carbon. No, because every every shini is where you are in your mind, the person who's being mak of the carbon is being mak of it as a different carbon. It is something different. It was a chatas chelev. That's the kedusha was on this carbon, and I have in mind that it's a chatas dam. So my intention is that this object is a different object than it really is. That's the shini kodesh. Okay. When you do a shini ritzui for Reuven, should be ritzui for Shimon. I'm saying I understand this is Reuven's carbon.
What does that mean, though? That's what I'm asking. What does it mean to say it's Shimon's carbon? I understand it's Reuven's carbon. I just want the ritzui to be for Shimon.
It has to be a ritzui.
That's Shimon's carbon. What's left besides ritzui? What is there for it to be Reuven's carbon? Reuven's carbon means it's a ritzui for Reuven. Once you say the chatas of Reuven should be a ritzui for Shimon, why is that any different from saying the chatas of Reuven is Shimon?
Because when you have in mind that the chatas Reuven is really Shimon's chatas, so what you're having in mind is that it's not objectively what it is. Not it shouldn't work in that way. It's objectively not that.
But definitionally, what's left over? If you say I want this to be a chatas of Reuven chata. I just want it to be a ritzu for Shimon.
I'm being makriv now Reuven's oil, and I have in mind that it's Reuven's oil. And I want Shimon to get a ritzui from it.
What does it mean that you want it to be Reuven's oil? I don't know what it means to be. I want it to be Reuven's oil, but the whole thing is ritzui. What's left besides a ritzui?
What do you mean, what's left? Whose carbon it is?
Whose carbon?
Yeah.
The bilus of carbon is...
It's like chelev. I want to ask you a question, Shaila. What would be if a guy is... If a kohen is shech a carbon chatas, right? Chatas chelev. And he has in mind that it's a chatas chelev. It is a chatas chelev. But he wants it should be mechapel, the person, for another aveira. Right?
He wants two kaparas for one carbon.
That would not be called a shini kodesh.
Right.
That would not be called a shini kodesh. Yes, it's meaningful because the Torah was... You have to realize, David, every shaloi lishma is a little bit of a question mark. Because I'm shechting an oil l'shem shlamim. What does that mean? We're not talking about a toss, because akira b'toss is not akira. Let's go to every case of oil. I'm shechting an oil, and I have in mind it should be a shlamim, but I know it's an oil. What am I doing? The Torah was mechadish. The Torah was mechadish that kavana prevails. You follow what I'm saying? So you're talking right. It's not me. If the Torah wouldn't have made it meaningful, it wouldn't be meaningful. The Torah was mechadish that kavana prevails.
So the Taka Taka nothing left over. Once you say the Ritzui is for Shimon, there's nothing left over for Reuven. It's just a matter of what's
the Bible. It's the whole
he is a Bible. He understands that. He's just saying, so what does Reuven have from the carbon? No, no, but he wants to just know. So what does Reuven have from this carbon? What's... It's his carbon. It's all... But halachically, your question is not a question. Because halachically, that's the din of Shalei Lishma. But all I'm saying is, again, very simple. If somebody shechs a toidah, toidah's Reuven, al menash, that Shimon should get a ritzei from it, it's like all kachim. The halacha is, it's kosher v'leola bayil l'shem chayv. It's the same, like any, it's like any other case of Shalei Lishma. And the sugya on Daf Zayin is talking about where you're shechting a toidah, and you have in mind that it's Shimon's toidah. That's the case of Daf Zayin. And the Rambam brings down that din, taka like David said, not dafka by toidah. He brings it down as a general din in kachin. It's taka not dafka toidah de galach. And again, this would fit with the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos that that din doesn't apply to a tzibur. That din taka only applies to a yochid. I think everything is... So again, now the Hava meaning of the Gemara was that this new din that you could do Shalei L'Shem Bailim, first of all, Mehech Teis, it exists B'chlal. It's not P'suli B'gufoy. It's like the Shita. It's not Doimit P'suli B'gufoy. It doesn't associate to the Chafetz HaKarv. And in this Nekuda, Shechita is better. Because as far as associating the Bailim to the carbon, Shechita is better. Shechita is Kaveya. So this part, Taka would witch them. Okay, we'll stop here. Mazel tov. That's so nice.
So next week of verse.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
The whole thing I'll send to Rabbi. He has a whole book on these concepts. I don't know how this is.